Friends, Romans, countrymen. It's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Kia ora, Zoe.
Kia ora, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Sitting cozy in level 3.
Yeah, I was just thinking about how hard it would be to dance to that song, the Nancy Sinatra one.
Just as you start to get into it, the swing of one rhythm, it completely changes. Very frustrating. And what are we talking about in the theatre world today? What's good online?
Oh, there's so much good stuff still online. I was really scared that there'd be nothing because it's like lockdown 2.0 for us. But no, there's still cool stuff to check out. Bats Theatre down in Wellington is live streaming a lot of their performances.
Yes.
And one that is, I think it's this Friday, is Rapunzel. Which I didn't even think about, but I mean, they wrote that like being slightly isolated in a tower has never felt so relevant.
Very true.
Which is totally true. It's a really short one as well. I think it's about 20 minutes long, and it just looks like fun. There's going to be pop songs and humor and theatrical magic, apparently. And they describe it as a delightful romp. So, there you go.
That sounds like a lot of fun, and nice and short is good for the old lockdown attention span. I find I'm not good with long at the moment. I can do a half-hour episode. Anything longer, my brain struggles quite a lot.
Well, all of the shows I talk about will be perfect for you then, Rachel.
Excellent.
But yeah, for Rapunzel, I mean, if you were down in Wellington, it's just a koha donation, and if you're watching online, you can... donate to their Boosted.
Cool.
I think the best way to access this one is just through their Facebook page. That's how I saw it, and it was pretty self-explanatory there.
It's very cool that they are live streaming a lot of their stuff. I have to say, I watched my brother do his grad show performance at Bats last week. I watched that from lockdown on live stream. It was a play about lockdown. It felt very meta to be watching it from lockdown, but it was fantastic. So huge shout out to Bats, because that's a really cool thing that they're doing.
Yeah, so thoughtful, particularly as Wellington isn't in as strict lockdown as us.
Exactly. What else is happening in the world, Zoe?
Oh, there's this really cool play on that's part of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival that I spoke about last week. But last week, my Edinburgh Fringe Fest lineup was very scattered and all over the place. But this one looks awesome, and it's called Ghostlight, and it's by the National Theatre of Scotland. And Ghostlight, a ghostlight is what in stage productions they would leave on. It's like the last light on in the theatre, so there's some life there or whatever when everyone's gone. But so the play is called Ghostlight, and basically it's this celebration of famous Scottish theatre and playwrights on film.
Cool.
And so it basically... the camera travels through this vacant stage, and in each part of, like, you know, behind the scenes and the hallways and the dressing room, there are people acting out famous bits from famous Scottish plays.
Oh, that's a really interesting way of presenting it as well.
Yeah, and the one that I was really surprised by was that Peter Pan was by a Scottish man, which I think I knew in the back of my head.
Yeah, J.M. Barry.
Yeah. Oh, Rachel, your general knowledge is just like so on point.
My Peter Pan knowledge is pretty high, because that was my, you know how every kid's got a Disney movie when they're a child?
Yes.
That was my Disney movie. Every time my grandma picked me up from kindy, it was Peter Pan VHS, straight on. That was the one. So
mine was The Little Mermaid.
Of course it was, Zoe.
What does that mean?
Another excellent choice.
Thanks. But
Ghostlight
is...
What was yours?
I think mine was also The Little Mermaid.
Okay. Oh, wow.
You're just recognising a kindred spirit there.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ghostlight is also an excellent choice. And you can access that by going to the National Theatre of Scotland website. I reckon that's the best way to do it.
Cool.
And then if you just search Ghostlight, it should be there. It's only 30 minutes, so it's another short and sweet one.
Excellent. That sounds like a very cool thing to check out. And have you got anything else for us this morning?
Yep, one more. It's called Good Dog, and it's by Arinze Kene, who is a British actor who was born in Nigeria. This one is super, super cool. It's set in inner city London in the early 2000s, and it shows the unrest and tension that eventually culminated in the London riots of 2011.
Oh, okay.
And it's a coming-of-age story, and originally when it was a play, it was just a monologue play. So there was a narrator who was just telling his life story and looking back on his childhood growing up in the early 2000s. And it has been adapted now for a shorter version online. And it's not just what the National Theatre, the English National Theatre did, like filming the stage. Mm-hmm. It's really a short film.
Oh, wow.
Really arty, and it's got this grown-up who's referred to as Boy. He narrates us and like guides us through the whole film. And there are people acting out his childhood as he looks down the camera and talks about it all. And it's just really cool. I got halfway through it this morning, and it's great. There's a cool soundtrack. It's, it's a slice of life that is so different to mine, and I just really liked it.
It sounds like there's some really interesting, like, styling that people are doing to kind of manage this thing of not necessarily being able to get into the theatre. People are being quite creative about how they present online content. It's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, those sound like some great recommendations. Quickly run us back through the list.
So there was Rapunzel at Bats Theatre, and that will be this weekend. And then there's Ghost Light, which is part of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And that, you can watch that whenever. And same with Good Dog, the play about inner city London in the early 2000s. You can also watch that whenever. The best way to get to Good Dog is just to go to YouTube and type in Good Dog. It should come up. The thumbnail is a man looking down the camera with a raised eyebrow.
If you see any golden retrievers, you've gone too far.
Yeah, it's not an actual dog.
Sounds fantastic. Well, thank you very much for that, Zoe. What a great bunch of recommendations. And we'll see you soon.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
Thank you, Zoe. Those are some awesome recommendations.